Good morning, Carborough and Chapel Hill. This is Wilp's Wake Up Call. I'm Lori Hoyt, and my guest today is Reverend Robert Campbell. Wilp's Wake Up Call, Wilp stands for the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And we are so happy to be with you this morning. We bring you every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 o'clock the important and sometimes very hot issues of the day. And today we're talking about an issue that is both hot and long-standing. It's an issue that every time we seem to have feel we've come to some kind of resolution, it's back again. And so, Reverend Campbell, welcome. And let's talk about what's happening, an update since we saw you last, what's happening regarding the Rogers Road community and the latest rabbit pulled out of the hat by Reverend Mayor Foy about Millhouse Road. Let's start off with that.
Well, good morning, Carver and Chapel Hill. This is Reverend Cameron from the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association and the Coalition Against Environmental Racism. The proposal that was made by Mayor Foy was the site on Millhouse Road, a proposed site for a waste transfer station that was never discussed with the Chapel Hill Council Board. There was a meeting prior to the meeting with the Rogers Road members, and that meeting took place on a Wednesday, and there was no representative from the Rogers Eubanks neighborhood at that meeting. And one of two of the people that was at that meeting suggested that someone representing Eubanks and the Rogers Road neighborhood should be there. So on Thursday, we get an email and a phone call that there will be a meeting, and they would like for us to be there. The members that showed up that represented the represented Rogers Road and Eubanks Road was members of the Chapel Hill Small Area Task Force. At that meeting, we was presented with this proposal about a waste transfer station on Millhouse Road. For some reason, they assumed that Millhouse Road wasn't a part of the Rogers Eubanks community, but it had always been there. The road got its name from an old mill that used to be in that area where the farmers from the Rogers Road, Eubanks Road, that where they carried their grain to be ground into cornmeal and flour. And we always had that cultural connection. We just don't understand how when items come up, the community is separated and divided to meet the needs of those who are presenting their proposals.
Wow. So on Friday, you had this meeting, which came as a shock, I'm sure, that all of a sudden, since it had been decided that Rogers Road and Eubanks Road would not be considered for the transfer station, all of a sudden, about less than half a mile down the road, part of that community, they're saying, oh, this is different. So when you went on Friday, what happened?
On Friday, we as representatives of the community, we voiced our opinion. We let them know that Millhouse Road was a part of the community, and we did not want a waste transfer station in that area. And it was brought up then that if we don't want it, that the discussion was over with. And we point out that we're just a part of the representatives of the Rogers Road neighborhood. Let us go back, let us poll the community and see what the community is saying. We've done so. And matter of fact, on that Sunday, they had a meeting at Homestead Community Center with the group that was gathering information for Carolina North and the effects of the traffic. And we saw Kevin Ford there, the mayor of Chapel Hill, and we told him then that the community say they do not want it. He said, well, okay. Mm-hmm. But then to our surprise, mm-hmm. there was another meeting that was suggested because one of the representatives from the task force didn't really know where the area was. But the area had been on the long list when they were citing sites in the beginning of the search process, site 744 off of Millhouse Road. So there was a meeting, and at that meeting, The representative gave the mayor a letter stating that we do not want a waste transfer station on Millhouse Road, but yet and still it being pursued. To our knowledge, it really had not at this time been discussed with any of the council members of the town of Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. And it never had really been discussed with any with the full board of the commissioners at this time. But then it became part of the commissioners' agenda. But what they wanted was the town of Chapel Hill to officially present that site as a possible site for a transfer station. As far as we know now, it have not yet been done. And it will not take place again until the next board meeting, which is the Orange County Board of Commission, is August the 16th, I believe, and September for the town of Chapel Hill.
So this seems like a very peculiar process in terms of the way that the town usually operates, that the mayor all of a sudden when the 54 site was being proposed as the main thing, all of a sudden the mayor pulls this rabbit out of the hat and didn't even as far as the council said let them know about it. It just seems like it was so weirdly done and not the kind of thoughtful process or careful process that the town usually goes through. And I know I went to the commissioners meeting and some of the commissioners were highly upset about how this was done.
Well,
and I'm sure you all were upset.
We are, and we still are.
Yeah.
If we remember history,
yeah,
the landfill that is out there on New Banks Road, it was placed out there with controversy.
Yes, it was.
Promise was made, promise unkept.
Promise of 10 years.
Yes, but the process continued to go that way. When the expansion of the landfill in 1985 began, all the way up to 1995, there were a site search committee that presented several sites. But at the end of the discussion, just like now, mm-hmm. for a waste transfer station, all of a sudden, site 13 and site 17 shows up, mm-hmm. which caused a great controversy. But we was able to stop that process because the Duke University had a research facility located near where they wanted to expand.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And also, it was also would have been in the proximity of the flight paths of the airport. Mm-hmm. So because that was presented at the last minute, it was shut down. Mm-hmm. And we see that the process that Mayor Ford came up with is a last-minute effort to try to justify his term in office, which also bring up another controversy. And people just don't understand the impact of the facilities that are out there.
And brings up what other controversy?
Well, when you don't have the official backing to present a site mm-hmm. for a waste transfer station mm-hmm. when the process had been going on now for over a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they present this at the beginning of the process
exactly.
and say, here's a piece of property. They was asked when the process began, do the town of Chapel Hill have any property that could be used for a waste transfer station? Why did it remain silent for over a year and a half and at the last minute present this?
Well, that's what I meant about pulling a rabbit out of the hat. I mean, it took everybody by surprise, you know, and the papers were vocal about that. Like, whoo, how did this happen? And if I was the mayor, I'd be pretty embarrassed about the way this has been done. But I imagine he's a little impervious to embarrassment since he is not going to be up for re-election. But it still makes you wonder what behind the scenes brought this about and what what powers that be wanted there. but we can't deal with that. We just got to deal with what can we do to prevent this. One of the things you certainly seem at the commissioners meeting to have a strong ally with the Emerson Waldorf School. because they're right there in the path, and this would be right adjacent to a school. And if I understood what they were saying, the kids go back and forth. Their playground is across the street, so they go back and forth to their playground across the street from the main part of the school, and that's the road that all these huge trucks will be coming down.
Well, they have it. Also, they have a joint to the playground. They have a garden back there.
Oh, that's
where
right.
Where they actually grow their own vegetables and items like that. What we are more concerned about is that the traffic impact,
mm-hmm.
the safety of the the residents in that area.
Sure.
If you're ever coming down Eubanks Road and you're at the red light, and when the buses come out to make that left-hand turn, if you're sitting right there at the white line waiting for the red light to change, the buses can hardly make that left-hand turn. What difficult will the waste transfer trucks going to have if they have to come out that way?
Yeah.
And we definitely don't want these trucks coming down Mill House Road, coming off of 86 and coming the back way. We do not want this to happen.
Yeah.
We actually do not want a waste transfer station out there at all.
Well, whichever way they direction they come in from, it's going to be all these huge trucks causing traffic and all kinds of other hazards for the residents and for this school. And there's another school in the community too. Is there another?
Orange Grove. Marsh Grove School. But what people don't understand is all the facilities that are out there now. You have UPS trucks.
That's right.
You have the town operation centers and all those trucks. You have the transit system out there, all their buses.
Uh-huh.
You have when school is in, you got the school buses.
Yeah.
But people just don't realize that you have a solid waste facility out there. You have recycle center out there.
Mm-hmm.
You have waste management out there.
Mm-hmm.
You have recycling. You have construction debris landfill out there. You have yard waste out there, white goods, electronics. All this creates a lot of traffic.
Huge.
Coming in and out of that community.
And people coming for their mulch out there?
Yes, yes. So, you know, these are the things that we are asking people. Come look. Take a tour of the community.
Yeah.
There are things out there that people do not realize is out there that is impacting this community. We have people sometimes when they come to the landfill is closed. They do not take their trash back with them. They'll find it is a place that is skewed from sight, and they will back their trucks up in there, and they will dump their trash off right there. We have identified over 17 sites. And some of them is right at the edge of the waterway that runs through our community that is being impacted by someone procrastinating or someone that is not mindful of the harm they do to the environment when they do this.
Oh, that's so already the traffic load is terrible, really, for the community when you add up all those things. And now the animal services is out there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So it's already got more traffic than the community would want. And then to add to that all these garbage trucks lumbering and the huge transfer trucks lumbering out, it would just be absolutely incredible. And the other thing that I heard recently at one of the meetings with the Rogers Road Eubanks community was that they always talk about the centroid, the center where all the garbage is made, is right there at Eubanks Road, but they have not taken into consideration all the additional development. This was done, 10 years ago, 20 years ago? And now that centroid has moved further up west towards Eflin.
Well, if we keep in mind that how precious real estate is.
Yeah.
No one wants to give up in the land for a waste transfer station,
mm-hmm.
or a landfill.
Mm-hmm.
With the development that have been going on in and around Chapel Hill for the past 20 years, Mm-hmm. We would think that the Centroid would change. And we believe, according to some of our data, that it is changing more so towards Alamance.
Yes.
And we need to begin to rethink how we deal with our waste anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
We get awards year after year for how great we do with recycling.
Mm-hmm.
We have more awards on recycling than we do about recycling and being mindful of what we actually put into our waste stream.
Mm-hmm.
If we can educate the general public about packaging,
mm-hmm.
and have the resident to look at that,
mm-hmm.
Why take home more packaging than you're going to need and it end up in the waste bin?
Absolutely. Well, let's come back to that. We're going to take a station break. And we're going to come back to that important issue about, you know, if we really care about the environment, there are alternatives, and other communities are working hard on those alternatives, because eventually we're running out of places to take all this landfill, you know, all over the place. Remember that story about boats or going up and down the ocean with garbage that nobody wanted? So before we get to that point, anyhow, this is Wilp's Wake Up Call. I'm a little froggy this morning, and we're brought to you by Internationalist Bookstore, is our underwriter, 405 West Franklin Street. And they are an independent bookstore. They have a lot of the kinds of political books you're not going to get in the chains. And also they'll order any book that you want if they don't have it. And they are a community resource. You can go in there and find out all kinds of things that are happening in the community. We're on WCOMLP. And this is WILF, is the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And you can find out more about us at trianglewilpf.org. And WILPF has a P in it, W-I-L-P-F. I'm Lori Hoyt, trying to clear my throat. And with me today, our guest is Reverend Robert Campbell. And we're talking about the very important and contentious issue about the waste transfer station, where it's to go, what's the best way to handle our waste. And he is with the Rogers Road Eubanks
Neighborhood Association. And the Coalition to End Environmental Racism.
And the Coalition to End Environmental Racism. And has been working on this issue for how many years?
We've been working on it ever since they first opened up the landfill.
Which is what,
I've been active in it now for over 35 years.
35 years. And you're a veteran.
Oh, yes.
So you were off fighting the war in Vietnam?
Yes, ma'am.
And now here you are fighting a different kind of war.
A different kind.
In this community, and this war has elements of classism. You know, because I don't see them talking about any site near Metamont or some of the more wealthy neighborhoods. It has elements of racism because the Rogers Road Eubanks community has been predominantly African-American. So there's a lot here that we're talking about, a lot that is painful and a lot that is unjust. And we're trying to see what we can do after 35 years or 37 years, that after it was supposed to only be there 10 years, promises made, promises broken. We're trying to move forward now to see what could be done. You can't undo the injustice of the past, but you can try to move forward and not repeat it. And that's what I think you're struggling so hard to do.
Well, even if we began to look for new technology to deal with our waste, we have some of the, well, we have the nation's best universities. Why not create a joint partnership to come up with some way that we can deal with our waste a lot better than this, mm-hmm. just burying it in the ground or transporting it into some other community. if we remember the story about the barges and yeah. how our trash was going up and down our
seaways
and how debris and stuff like that began to wash back up on our beaches, hypodermic needles and things of that sort, surgical gloves and things of that sort. And not only was it damaging our beaches, but what was it doing to our sea life? So we have to be mindful of how we deal with our waste, and we need to come up with the best solution, because a waste transfer station in the Eubanks neighborhood is not the solution.
No,
it is a short-term bandage effect. What you're going to do after the life of this waste transfer station is unoperable. So we need to look at a long-term solution for our pollution in Orange County.
And I think that there was some talk where some communities make something like methane out of it, or...
Well, methane comes from the decomposition of the waste in the mm-hmm. landfill. Mm-hmm. UNC is actually going to have some type of contract with Waste Management of Orange County. They're going to extract that methane gas out of there for power for Carolina North.
Mm-hmm.
But none of the revenue goes back into the community, which has been impacted by this landfill. It's the same thing with the tipping fee. None of that tipping fee is being used mm-hmm. to enhance the community. It's all about doing business as usual.
So the community bears the brunt, and other people get the profit from it. And there has been profit, and I have heard stories for years. I was telling you earlier from the Nunn family about how years ago, anyhow, Chapel Hill wanted more and more trucks because they got more and more tipping fee, and recycling was something that was going to take away some of their profits. So I'm not sure how that all worked. And but there's always, you always got to follow who's gaining from this and who's losing. And so far, the Rogers Road Eubanks community has been the losers. And we want to see what we can do to change that. But in the whole community, if we don't learn how to do something better or more environmentally beneficial with our waste. I mean, there was some talk about some kind of a thing where you could do something with the waste to create something, but they said we didn't have enough.
Waste of energy.
Waste of energy. Thank you.
But if we just look at one of the surveys that was done in our local newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Five people surveyed. Five people don't know where their trash go. They don't know where Eubanks Road is. They don't know where the Eubanks regional landfill is for Orange County. So it tells us that once we get rid of our trash, we don't care where it goes.
That's right.
And who it affects. But we always say if there's a weak link in the chain, it makes the whole chain weak.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a community that is being impacted mm-hmm. to a degree where it affects your health and the safety,
mm-hmm.
then this community becomes that weak link in the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And it will have a domino effect. And so we're just part of the group that will say, well, this is what we need to do. We're looking for alternative. We're looking for solution. We're looking for ways of educating the public about what is going on. I would love to take some of the commissioners and some of the councilmen on a tour of the Roger Eubanks neighborhood. Let them look at the pollution that is out there on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what has been placed out there. Mm-hmm. The more we dig into this thing, we even find out that right in the middle of our community that there was dumping biosolid waste that was coming from a waste treatment plant. That right in the middle of a community that's not farmland.
Yeah.
It's residential. It's not farmland no more.
Yeah.
It's not open fields anymore. So how did this happen?
Yeah.
Do we say, well, Owassa, that you have just as much responsibility of cleaning up our community and making our community safe, because this should never have happened? Is our own health department turning their head the other way?
Yeah.
Why is it that they don't want to pursue testing the fields where they're putting this biological waste at?
Yes.
What is with this? Yes. Are we really concerned about the health of the resident? Are we concerned about the drinking water that we are drinking? What is actually in our water?
And when people complain, there's always, you know, the cold shoulder, and somehow they put off getting anything done. Now, one of the things I had heard about in one of these meetings with your community was that maybe we should be looking at this regionally, that they're saying that we don't have enough to make it worthwhile to have this waste to energy kind of facility somewhere. To be talking more with Durham or Chatham, because a lot of development is going on there in Chatham. And is there any more talk of that happening, or is that what we need to push a little bit more?
Well, if this is going to happen, it's going to have to be between the commissioners, not between the waste management directors. It's going to have to be taken up with the commissioner of each one of the counties. Alamance and Orange County could have done something back in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
But we feel like that Orange County wanted to manage their own waste.
Uh-huh.
And they have burned the bridges. They have burned their bridges, and they can't get back across. And so we are in a situation now where we need to think about what we're going to do with our waste.
Uh-huh.
Who do we need to begin to talk to, and what kind of dialogue do we need to have to make this thing work for the future? We're not just talking about 20 years. We're talking about what are we going to do with our waste 30, 60 years from now.
Right.
Talking to some of the folks up there in Alamance, they got 60 years in their landfill. 60 years.
Wow.
And Alamance was not supposed to be as progressive as Orange County.
And they
got 60 years, and they're not getting a lot of awards for their waste facility operation, but Orange County is, but yet Orange County don't have 60 years.
So the other thing I've heard about some alternative sites, like somebody mentioned the old Vavo facility, which would be right on the outskirts of Chapel Hill there, but why not? This is Eubanks is right on the outskirts north. That's on the outskirts east.
Well, you have to remember, you come down Martin Luther King Boulevard, you can't see the landfill from there. You might be able to smell it in a couple of years from there.
Yeah.
But the Volvo site is what they call the gateway into Blue Heaven. That's not going to happen.
Like
the site up in Hillsborough, it's not going to happen.
Okay, but then I also heard that as you go up 85 towards Eflin, that there's industrial sites that would be perfectly appropriate to be right on their way if they're going to want to continue with their plan to take it to Virginia. Why are we not looking at some of those sites? And this is something I think we ought to get somebody to even, you know, specify some of those sites and to demand that be checked out, because those trucks are going to be going up that highway anyhow. And an industrial site makes a lot more sense than a residential site.
That is true. But I look at, I look at the way it's being handled. Orange County is the bully on a basketball basketball court. They have the ball, and they don't want nobody else to hold the ball.
So they want this control, but they don't want to look at alternative solutions? What?
That's the way it looked to us.
Well, then we're going to have to, because I know at least two of the commissioners, Mike Nelson and Valerie Frischet, were very upset about this recent development. I keep calling it the rabbit pulled out of the hat. Well, we're going to be wrapping up. I think we're going to have to come back to this, and probably again and again. Reverend Campbell, who can people get in touch with to support you and work with you on this?
Well, they can go to our site. www.rogersroadwordpress.com.
Say it again now.
It's www.rogersroad.wordpress.com.
WordPress.com. Okay.
They will get all our information, and we are also looking for members and donation to support us in our endeavors.
Is there a meeting coming up that you could mention right now?
Well, the only meeting that is coming up right now will be the meeting for their transit at Morris Grove School on the 14th at 6 to 9.
Okay, and if you want a link to this, it's trianglewilps.org. We're brought to you by WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, your low-power local radio station. And we will be back next Friday. And we're hoping by next Friday to have some workers from UNC talking about how there's some oppression going on there.